Falun Gong practitioners were in BC Supreme Court in Vancouver from September 15th to the 17th for the second time in 4 years to try to have the City of Vancouver's new bylaw governing public protest declared unconstitutional and invalid. They want to be able to resume a 24-hour vigil on a grassy portion of a city street outside the Chinese consulate on Granville Street in Vancouver.
卑诗最高法院聆讯温室城市复利被控违宪。 9月15号到17号， 卑诗最高法院开庭聆讯。温哥华法轮功团体再次申诉温室市府修改的城市复利管制公共场所和平抗议不符合宪法，应该无效。法轮功团体希望恢复在中领馆前的24小时抗议点。
Lawyer Cameron Ward, who represented the Falun Gong group, told the court, "Torturing, killing, and illicit organ harvesting of Falun Gong practitioners in China has been well documented." According to Ward, the protest began as a hunger strike in 2001 to raise awareness of torture and killing of Falun Gong practitioners by the Chinese regime in China. The Falun Gong group maintained a 24-hour, 7-days-a-week vigil at the site with a hut and banners since August 2001.
代表法轮功团体的律师 Cameron Ward 陈述说，法轮功学员在中国遭到酷刑折磨、虐杀，并被活体摘除器官，已经被多个调查报告记录。为了让人们了解中共迫害法轮功的真相，法轮功团体于2001年在中领馆前进行绝食抗议。后来，他们在中领馆前建起展板和一个小蓝屋，展开24小时不间断的抗议活动。
The protest remained intact until 2009, when the city sought an injunction after the former mayor Sam Sullivan ordered the site be dismantled. The BC Court of Appeal ruled that a portion of the bylaw was unconstitutional and gave the city 6 months to develop a new bylaw.
直到 2009年， 前温哥华市长苏利文以城市及交通复利为由，要求卑诗省高等法院颁布命令拆除法轮功团体在中领馆前搭建的抗议板和小蓝屋。高等上诉法院于2010年判定温哥华市政府违反了宪法授予的言论自由权利，同时要求市政府在6个月内修改城市复利。
The new version of the bylaw was passed in April in 2011. In addition to restriction of size of structures, protest permits would only be valid for a maximum of 30 days and would need to be applied for every month. Any structure must be removed between 8 p.m. and 8 a.m.
温哥华市政府于2011年4月通过了修订的城市复例。新复例除了对建筑物大小有限制外， 对摆放时间也有限制，一次有效期为30天，每2个月需缴申请。 摆放时间也限于从早上8点到晚上8点。
Lawyer Ward said, "The City of Vancouver says it will dictate when, where, and how citizens will express themselves." He said the new bylaw fails to pass constitutional muster, and the bylaw or portions of it should be struck down and rendered invalid. He added that Vancouver residents should be allowed to express themselves clearly and continuously, if they like, on political expression.
代表法轮功团体的律师 Cameron Ward的陈述说，温哥华市政府在告诉市民什么时间、地点以及什么方式才能表达言论。他认为新城市复利不符合宪法要求，应该无效。 他认为市民应该有清楚和延续表达政治诉求的自由。
City lawyer Leon Dixon acknowledged the bylaw does restrict rights under Section 2B of the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms, which guarantees freedom of expression, but argued that the city has a role in regulating what happens on the streets.
代表温哥华市府的律师 Ian Dixon 承认城市复利限制了宪法中关于言论自由的权利，但他申辩说市府有责任管理街道。Around
60 Falun Gong practitioners were in the courtroom. City Song, who was detained many times and suffered torture in a labor camp, told a reporter outside the court, "One time I was confined in a basement for more than 40 days with no sleep at all. The policemen verbally abused me 24 hours a day. They stab my head with a needle-pointed weapon and pinch me with their nails.
大约有60名法轮功人士参加了法庭聆讯。孙地颂曾在中国被多次关押，并在劳教所遭到酷刑折磨。他在法庭外告诉记者，有一次他被关在地下室里40多天，不让睡觉。
他还有各种各样的殴打，睡觉，整个人的精神，我都不知道白天黑夜，动不动就会说胡话，我就忽然间眼前会有幻觉，以为发生什么了。这种从精神上到人的肉体上的这个酷刑，都是非常外人想象不到的。
Cindy Song joined the 24-hour vigil in front of the Chinese consulate after escaping to Canada. She said the 24-hour vigil site is important to Chinese tourists because it is a window that cannot be seen and a voice that cannot be heard inside China.
Cindy Song 来到加拿大后就参与了24小时和平抗议。在他看来，24小时抗议点是向中国游客揭示真相的窗口，因为人们通过它能了解到在中国大陆不让看到和听到的事实真相。